Mr. President, I join my colleagues and all Americans in solemn observance of the loss of 3,000 American lives on September 11, 2001. Truly the greatest tragedy on American soil in our recent history. Our thoughts and prayers are with these victims and their families. We all know that Al-Qaeda terrorists declared war on the United States 7 years ago today. These vicious attacks claimed American lives and brought great concern and destruction across our country. While America has remained safe from another attack on our soil since 9/11/01, it's by no accident. It is fitting that as we observe the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 Al-Qaeda attacks, Al-Qaeda has been dealt a significant defeat in Iraq, both tactically and most certainly morally. And it has been handed such a defeat in what its own leaders claimed was the central front in the war against terror. The victory was achieved at the hands of our brave troops and the people of Iraq. And as a result of the new leadership under General Petraeus, the counterinsurgency strategy and the surge, we're seeing our troops come home on success, including my son Sam, a Marine, who served two tours in Iraq. I heard about this success from the troops on the ground in my visits to Iraq, and our military leaders testified about this success before Congress, but now even in the New York Times and Washington Post are writing about a return on success. Just look at some of the facts. Anbar province, once considered lost, has now been reclaimed by the Iraqi people. But it's not just in Anbar, but across the country, where the Iraqis are leading operations to seek out Al-Qaeda, from Mosul to the Diyala province. Across Iraq, violence is at its lowest point since the spring of 04, and civilian deaths, sectarian killings, and suicide bombings are all down. For the Iraqi people, life is returning to normal. Markets are open and thriving. Students are going to school, including girls, for the first time. And professionals are returning to work in Iraq. This win in Iraq is not only critical to the Middle East, but it's critical to our own nation's security. Defeat in Iraq would have given the terrorists who launched the 9/11 attacks a safe haven to export terror worldwide. It's fitting that on this day we honor the memory of the victims of 9/11, their families, that we take a moment to thank our troops fighting the Al-Qaeda terrorists in Iraq. Our troops fought in Iraq so that future generations of Americans will not have to fight them on our own soil. I'm proud of these brave men and women who've sacrificed so much in defense of freedom and security here at home. We owe them a debt that can never be repaid.